After I became a converted Knicks fan.
You ordered merch?
I literally was like, had $500 worth of merch in my cart.
I'll figure out where the chair store is. We'll get you nice and settled.
You don't have freedom to dump.
This All of a sudden, was it was black. Do you guys ever wonder, like, what people should talk about you? Our recording, I wasted no time. I have to get my teeth cleaned at 9:15.
My goodness, you're going. Wait, I'm so proud of you.
Well, I told you guys that I went to the dentist like
gingivitis.
After not going for like 6 years.
Literally after not going for like years, I went to the dentist and I think I talked about this, right? It was like a bloodbath. It was a masker. There's blood everywhere.
Yeah, it was bad.
I cried. It was horrible. And it was so bad that they like couldn't do fluoride while I was there. So they were like, okay, you're going to need to come back in 4 weeks because we only had time to like destroy your mouth this time and not actually give you fluoride.
Well, so today's the easier one.
Well, I hope so. I haven't flossed since though.
Adam, I have flossers.
No, you don't understand.
Oh, like, because you have your permanent retainer.
I have permanent retainer on both teeth. Yeah, I forgot. And so it's so hard to floss. Like, I need a water pick.
Well, they'll floss for you today.
Yeah.
I don't want them to.
Well, they'll just do like an easy floss.
I need to
get a teeth cleaning soon, too.
Yeah, I'm due in August. Should we go together?
Sure.
Actually, I probably can't go the places you go.
I go to Tend still.
Yeah, can't go there.
Oh, that's close to us, isn't it?
Yeah, there's one close by.
See, I think my issue, well, actually, I don't even know what my issue is. I think my issue is I started traveling a lot, like 2.5 years ago, and then I, like, stopped going to the dentist, because I used to go 4 times a year.
Oh, like, I thought you were going to say, and then you stopped flossing.
No. One thing about me, I have never flossed.
Yeah.
Like, I will not floss, basically, because it's just so tough with my friggin' permanent retainers.
I mean, we talked about this. I floss when it's necessary. If I feel like I have stuff in my teeth, flossing. If not, I'm not flossing.
It's kind of funny because I feel like nobody would know that I have like such
bad oral hygiene.
Bad oral hygiene because like I brush my teeth 2 to 3 times a day.
So, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I brush my teeth every time I leave the house.
Yeah, yeah. So like cosmetically, like I feel like my teeth look great on the outside, but then you like get into the nitty gritty of it.
And well,
you
as got long as issues. Like your breath doesn't smell like.
That's actually my biggest fear. Because like nobody's going to tell you that your breath smells bad. You know?
Yeah, they will.
You think so?
Depends on how close. Do you want a mint?
No. It depends on how close to the situation, like close to you they are.
That's fair.
A date will not tell you that your breath smells.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And that's bad.
Because don't you always wonder like what the thing is that like people talk? I was having this conversation with somebody the other day.
Literally.
I was having drinks with Yuri and Jack on Friday and it just like randomly popped in my head. And I was like, do you guys ever wonder like what people should talk about you? Like, we're all human. Like, everybody shit talks people, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I always wonder, like, what is my thing that people talk shit about me for?
Yeah, that's supposed to stay, like, locked away. You're never supposed to know.
But
there is somebody that it's like, oh, my God, but their breath smells so bad all the time.
And I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, my God, what if, like, my breath smells bad and nobody's ever told me? And, like,
your breath does not smell bad, I'll tell you.
Okay, good. So this clears that up.
On the record, your breath does not smell.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. Do you never wonder what people talk shit about you for?
Try not to think about it.
Adam, you can't dwell too much on that. I'll like be clinically depressed if I do.
Wait, guys, why? I think feedback is great.
Okay, you're so corporate. Keep it far away from me. I don't want to freaking
that's
know.
Good because then you can, you know, make improvements if it's like a rational thing to talk shit about.
Yeah, I don't know.
Colby, well, I know what Colby hates about me. That I
Well, you literally asked that question.
I did. It's my favorite question to ask.
You ask for feedback?
Yeah.
We went to a concert. We went to Twin Sick. And then after Twin Sick.
That was like literally the best day ever until it wasn't.
It really was.
But it still continued to be fun. But it just abruptly ended. Doomsday rolled in.
Like literally hurricane and we were on a roof.
We went to Pier 17. Yeah. We didn't get into this last week because we ran short on time. But the weekend before this past weekend, so 2 weekends ago, we went to Twin Sick at Pier 17. Like, the vibes were so high. We went to Old Mates before, like, got a drink, then went across the street to the concert. The concert was starting early. They backed it up because of potential weather.
Oh, God.
And it seemed like a gorgeous day. It was sunny, like 85 degrees, as it has been most days here, I feel like, recently. And we're up there just like vibing. The music is like really just getting going. They're playing all the hits. And then one of the people that we were with was like, I'm going to bow out and like go meet other people. And we were like, okay, whatever. And was like kept showing me the rain chance on his phone.
Like the forecast.
Yeah. Well, it, you know how now, if you have the widget, it says like rain starting in 16 minutes. And it just like kept saying that. But it was still nice out. And I was like, oh, no, we're going to stay, obviously.
Right. Like, we couldn't leave. We were like riding on such a high.
We were like, no, we're not leaving. So he left. And then we're there. And I looked at my phone and looked at the sky at one point, and I was like, guys, I don't know. It actually kind of does look like it might start raining.
No, all of a sudden it was black. Like, it was like clouds I've never like seen in my entire life.
You know, Pier 17, if you look to your right, it's Brooklyn. Like,
it's the water.
Yeah. And if you look left, it's the city. Yeah. So looking left, the black clouds are coming over like the World Trade Center. Essentially, it's like
at the speed of light.
Dark.
And you guys were like, you're like high up there. You're on like the top of a skyscraper when you're at that venue.
Outdoors. Yeah. On a roof.
It's the best venue ever, though.
Yeah, but you're
it's
close so to fun. The heavens.
Yeah. But so then we all looked at each other and we were like, yeah, maybe we should go. And I was about to be like, we could stay for the rest of the song, whatever, or maybe like one more song after this one and then go. But the rest of the group like wanted to go. So we started making our way. As we're halfway to the escalators to get out of the venue, they cut the music and they literally like, we're so sorry to do this, guys, but we have to go. The weather looks really bad.
Oh my God.
And then everybody starts like rushing like to the escalators. Well, of course. So thank God we were already on our way because the place is all GA. So it's just like everyone's making a mad dash to the one way out.
That's like pretty dangerous. It reminds me of like Astro World. Like,
yeah.
Literally, people were fleeing.
They like, shouldn't have, like, I don't know how they should have handled it, but like that feels like not the right way.
But it wasn't like that urgent. Like the rain wasn't actively coming down, but they just were like, we're so sorry to do this. But also what prompted our departure was they were starting to take down like speakers and stuff. Like they were kind of tearing the set down.
It was like subtle foreshadowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And did you get got by the rain?
No, we made it out and like beelined into a bar.
Oh, so oh my God.
So it actually worked out perfectly. And then we like look out the window of the bar and it's like pitch black and there's like it's pouring.
Torrential.
Yeah.
Wind blowing people through the streets, people running. Like it was like
a summer storm.
It was doomsday.
Yeah.
Doomsday summer storm. Was that the day that it flooded?
Did it flood that day?
Do you remember that we were talking about the video of the girl face planted in the
favorite video ever?
Was it that?
No, I don't think so.
That was a different day. That was like that was when I was traveling that week.
We've had Barcelona. Some crazy weather recently.
No, remember that was like when
New
I was traveling
York is now
to
a tropical climate or like subtropical climate, so we have similar weather patterns.
Damn.
To
global warming.
Yeah.
Global warming.
Yeah. So but I think it's going to be a summer
topic
of that.
Because essentially when we were in this bar, sitting around the table waiting for the storm to pass.
Oh, yes.
What were we playing? Hot Seat? Oh, we were playing Hot Seat. Do you know Hot Seat?
Yeah, of course I do.
Love Hot Seat.
Wait, explain to the people what Hot Seat is.
So essentially Hot Seat is you put a timer on your phone, 60 seconds, sometimes 30, and you go in a circle, and it's each person's turn to be in the hot seat, essentially. And so when you start the timer, then everybody around the table can just rapid-fire questions, and you kind of just have to answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. Like, you can't think too hard about it. And so Colby was in the hot seat, and I was like,
what did you say? You're like, so chaotic.
What's your least favorite thing about me? What's your least favorite thing about me?
And then one of our friends is like, leave it to Adam to make it about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, one thing about me. I'm
so what did you say?
Me.
That he doesn't take out the trash. When I take out the trash, I just don't take it outside. And Adam's already going outside and he doesn't take the trash with him.
But I realized the other day why Colby has this perception. It's because we have a time where we have to take out the trash. So you can only take it out after 8 p.m. And the other day we were walking down and Colby was like, let's take out the trash. And I was like, it's 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, so I only take out the trash after 8 p.m. because that's when we're allowed to take
out
the trash.
That's kind of crazy that they have a time.
Like, well, they have that on the door, but it's like not true. The barrels are out on our street starting at like 4 o'clock. And our building doesn't even put a barrel out anymore because I think people put like street trash in.
Yeah.
And they had to throw the whole thing out recently because they left it out for like a few days and people, like the sanitation won't take it. So now you just put it on the street. So I just put it out whenever I walk outside.
Yeah, I wait until after 8 p.m. But the reason that it's after 8 p.m.
Okay, rule follower.
Well, it's also because we live above a restaurant. And so I think the restaurant just doesn't want trash outside. So I think that's why.
Fair enough. That's it sounds like people need to chat with each other. The building, the restaurant.
Yeah.
But just to clarify, that is the reason that I will not take it out sometimes. It's because it's before 8 p.m.
But then it's just in the hallway for days.
No. I'll take it out after 8 p.m.
When?
Well, then you get rustly, and then you're like, let me just take it down before 8 p.m.
Oh, that's your strategy. Oh. You're just like, fuck it, I'll do it.
Apparently, yes. Usually, then I take it out at 6 a.m. because it's still in the hallway when I go to my workout class.
Nothing quite like a 6 a.m. smelly trash.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the truth coming out. I do feel like we've discussed this before.
We have.
The trash being the sticking point in the relationship.
Yeah.
Yes. I will say that our other issue is that our trash can is quite small. It doesn't hold that much.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Our trash can?
Oh, our trash can in our apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, I've been gone for 2 hours.
Our trash day is every other day.
It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
Wait, this is really crazy that you don't have freedom to dump. Like, yeah. I can just take the trash out whenever I want and put it in our bin in the backyard.
That's yeah. So nice. We used to have, like, I have even a bin that you would like put that was like a residential trash can that they would have for the building. But like they literally had to throw the whole thing away.
This is why we can't have nice things.
The other week.
Street people putting the trash, people on the street. Just thinking every trash can is their trash can.
It is also interesting, like, now living in a not managed building that's a walk-up. Because, like, in my old building, we had a trash chute on every floor.
Yeah.
You can literally just, like, take your trash out whenever you want. It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, I can take mine out, but I don't have a chute.
Although, old buildings had, like, a similar thing.
Yeah.
There was just, like, barrels to put the trash
in. Well, you see that back window there?
Yeah.
The trash, like, area is directly below that window, and so Jack and I are thinking of a way we can get really crafty with it, like take the screen out and just throw it out the window.
Oh my god.
But I'm like, that's like actually insane. It's literally down, like it's barely even like a walk to get there. Like that's so peak lazy.
That's so funny.
Like, we do not need to be throwing the trash out the window.
Is it in the cherry blossom space?
Yeah, it's under the cherry blossom tree.
Under the cherry blossom tree.
Anyway,
should we do the intro?
I think it's your turn.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good.
The Knicks won.
The Knicks won.
Where were you for the Knicks win?
We're here for that.
The parade is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is it a parade?
Yeah.
Victory parade. The Knicks victory parade.
I don't even know where that takes place.
I will be
in New York.
I will be in Asia.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I thought you left on the 20th.
No, tomorrow.
Wait, Adam told me, we were under the impression you were leaving this weekend.
No, tomorrow. 7 a.m.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Well, we're leaving for the airport at 3 a.m. tonight.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You literally sent me the dates and I'm pretty sure it was the 20th.
What did I say to you?
Yeah, I think you were in Tokyo the 20th so maybe the 19th. You must land on the 19th, yeah, right?
No, it's not.
Did I send you guys the wrong dates?
Maybe.
Oh my god. Sorry.
So your flight is at 3 a.m. tonight.
Like 7 a.m., but we have to leave for the airport at 3 a.m. You know what I mean? It's like international flight.
Okay, I'm following. Okay. Okay,
tomorrow morning. So technically we arrive on the 19th.
Yes.
What is your flight path?
We're going to Seattle. I've never been there.
Oh.
That's like where our flight mm-hmm. goes, and then we get off, and then we go to Tokyo from there.
Are you flying Delta?
Flying Delta, baby. Danielle and I are in the first class, lay Delta down one. Seats, which
so nice.
Back in November when we booked this, I was like, oh my god, this is like frivolous. I should not be spending money on this. Like, but now I'm like, hell yeah, fast Katie
for the whole so trip. Nice.
Who's already paid off her credit card
for the second?
For the first, you're right. For the second leg, like the main.
So how long is that?
The 12-hour, 13-hour flight.
Well, no, you'll be in Delta One both.
Well, no.
Well, the flight, yeah.
No.
I mean, like, technically.
We're getting off the plane.
Yeah. But, like, you'll be in first class, unless you book two separate tickets. You'll be in first class on the way to Seattle, and then you'll be in the lay flat.
Right, but they don't have lay flat on the Seattle flight. You know what I mean?
Well, they're technically six and a half hours, so it probably will be.
No, it isn't. Do you want me to pull up the receipts?
She checked in.
I fly this route multiple times on Delta.
It doesn't say.
it'll be like a this. Like, it's not going to be like a full lay flat, but it'll be like a recline.
You don't got a pat.
And you'll have like a foot like area situation. So
I'm so excited. I really haven't. Like, when I went to Asia on our study abroad trip, like, I was in economy middle seat. Like, this is going to be a totally different experience. Well, last night at dinner, I was talking to this girl. I was at this Sephora event celebrating makeup artist Kellyanne, who was the coolest person to walk this earth. But I was sitting next to this girl that I met. Her name is Victoria. And she had just gotten back from like a really long haul flight. And I was like, okay, what are the things I'm not thinking about that I need? Like, what should I be like bringing with me? Like skincare? Like, what do I need to like land and feel beautiful? And she was like telling me things. She's like, you need compression socks. Like, and I was remembering that when I went to Asia in college, we landed and my ankles were so big because I barely walked around that I couldn't even go out that night when we got there. I couldn't go to the club because my ankles wouldn't fit in my shoes. So then I was like panic ordering compression socks at the table. And who was it? Like Cassidy said, she's like, Katie, what are you ordering? I'm like, compression socks for the flight. She goes, you have a lie flat seat. Like, you have plenty of space to walk. You're not going to need those.
No, I would still get them because like, even when you're in a lie flat, like you're not going to get up and walk around. Like, you really
that's
don't.
What I said too, but I'm like, maybe I'm like, gonna even walk to and fro.
No. Like, I get up like one or two times and stretch and things like that, but like, you're not gonna be really walking around. I would get compression socks and I would get electrolyte packs. You need at least two, and then also before you get on the plane, get a massive water bottle, because even in first class you don't get enough water.
Wow, these are great hacks. I should have just asked you. Yeah, honestly, you do so many flights.
Theoretically, you're also not supposed to eat their plane food, but like, since you're paying for first class, you may as well.
Oh my God, I love airplane food. Well,
part of the reason that you get so puffy is because of the amount of sodium that's in the airplane food. But yeah, you're going to have such a good time.
Oh, I'll be eating.
And honestly, what you guys should do is before you even get on the flight, go to the Delta One Lounge and have dinner in the lounge. There's not a Delta One Lounge in Seattle.
Well, in JFK.
But you'll be able to go to the Delta One Lounge at JFK.
For dinner.
Oh, fuck, great.
Yeah, we might not be in the mood.
I forgot. You're so right. 3 a.m.
We might not be in the mood for that, but...
Oh, no, because your flight's at 7, right?
7 a.m.
You're leaving at 3?
I haven't figured this out yet. I'm, like, saying roughly 3.
Okay, you don't need to leave at 3.
We don't need to leave at 3? It's international.
Yeah, but it's, like, your flight's at 7.
Oh, my God. Two types of girls once again. I am, like, rule follower. I need to get there.
I would leave at 4.
Okay. I would literally leave at, like, 5:15.
Jack's gonna kill me. I already told him we have to bring an extra empty suitcase.
Like, that's fair.
And I'm like, guess who's gonna carry it? You. You're carrying it.
I mean, you'll probably do a lot of shopping in Japan.
Yeah. No, like, I know. Danielle?
You're on the lookout for a bag for
me. I'm going on a trip with Danielle Carolyn. You don't think we're gonna be going shopping every day? Like,
I literally also need to text Danielle and be like, hey, this is what you're looking out for me.
Yeah.
And I'll pay big money.
Well, I have this vintage shop bookmarked on my phone. I have like 3. With like vintage handbags and stuff. Like, I'm planning on buying one bag. Like, I'm gonna just go hard on one bag. Like, I'm not.
Luckily also, like, right where there's one area where all of the shops are.
Yeah.
And you'll literally just like walk down the street and there's like a million shops.
I have 3 that I bookmarked
there's
in
like
that one
a
area.
Camera store that I have saved that I will send to you. And I might need you to go.
I can go for
peruse. Because I really want a Canon Power Shop, but I had one in middle school. And my mom threw it away when we moved out of my...
I had a Canon Power Shot, too.
I can't bring myself to buy a brand new one. And I'm scared to buy one on eBay because I'm just scared of, like, the faulty things are coming and just not working. So I might need you to go and see if they have any.
Yeah, you guys can choose your souvenirs. Yeah. You just tell me what to get. My sister already gave me... my sister already gave me a laundry list of items that I need to get for her.
Well, good thing you and Jack are bringing an extra suitcase.
No, good thing. Like,
oh my God, you're going to find like the coolest antiques.
Yeah. I'm going to go. There's like an area in Tokyo where there's like a ton of ceramics shops that I want to go.
That's where the knives are also.
The knives. Oh my God, I forgot about the knives.
There's like a one long street and it has all the ceramic stuff and then all the knives also.
I'm going to be getting some knives. That suitcase is going to be full.
Full. For sure. The knives are also so cool because you can essentially get like custom
engraving
and like the, what's it called? The handle.
Yeah.
The handles are all cool.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
No, I'm overly excited. I'm also excited to eat the food and try some fish.
I want.
She's trying fish.
I need a video of you eating raw tuna. So bad.
Danielle and I agreed we're going to both be very adventurous on this trip. Like, wow. Neither of us eat seafood, as you know, dear listener. And yeah. So Danielle and I are in this together. We are going to force the boys to get things so then we can try a bite.
Well, Katie, Brooke, and I went to dinner not too long ago, and Katie did try grilled shrimp, and she liked it.
Okay.
I would say, like,
step closer.
I didn't, like, not like it. You know what I mean? I didn't hate
she
it.
She didn't not like
Katie
it.
Katie goes, well, actually, I could tolerate it.
Yeah. No, exactly. I could tolerate it. But, like, I'd rather eat chicken. I'd rather eat steak.
I literally feel like grilled shrimp tastes like chicken.
Grilled shrimp is so fire.
It doesn't.
Katie's like, not the same.
Can confirm? It does not.
It's so good.
Although I did get norovirus in Japan, so.
Oh my God. Way to freak me out.
And thought I was going to die for 13 hours.
But no one around you got it.
Well, yeah, because norovirus is like, it's not like food poisoning.
I thought it's contagious. Is it not? Like,
it is contagious. No, it's super contagious, but it's basically like, I mean, it's so graphic, but basically somebody probably like had poop on their hands and then touched my fish. And then
oh my God.
Like, to put it bluntly, like, that's probably what happened.
Hopefully no one's eating while they're listening.
Because me and my friends literally had all the same fish.
Right. I'll never forget the,
but like, different the bullet chain.
The bullet, non-poopy that bullet hands train has never
didn't
been the same.
Touch theirs.
No, exactly. They didn't have poopy hands touch theirs.
Oh my
poopy
God.
Hands touch mine. Ew, for sure.
Okay, stop saying
for sure.
Stop saying
it. No, the bullet train has never been the same that
beg.
I was on, for sure.
I beg. Yeah, so I'm excited to take the bullet train. We're doing Tokyo, Kyoto. We're doing tours in each city. I'm excited to learn some culture history. And history and see some shrines and just try not to offend anyone, because there's so many things that I'm learning from TikTok. Like, when you're handing something to someone or accepting
two hands,
you can't eat while walking, can't drink while walking. Yeah. So, like, no walking with your coffee. Danielle learned this yesterday and she was like, oh my God, I'm screwed. Because she's the slowest coffee drinker known
okay, but
to
honestly,
man.
Like everybody drinks and walks, because like half the city's gonna be tourists and you guys aren't gonna be in areas where it's like locals.
My worry is just I don't want to be rude, like, and I'm worried about my shoulders being out. I'm worried about like everything.
Oh, they're not that strict,
but it's also like so freaking hot there, so I'm not worried about the shoulders as much as I'm like, I'm not showing my midriff.
no crop tops.
Yeah, like if it's a crop top, like I will be hiking my skirt up as high as it, like my maxi skirt as high as it goes. Yeah. So my belly is not out.
That's funny. I'm but so excited to see the pictures. You guys are
going
to have
nice. Yeah, you're going
to
have a blast.
Well, I'm going to feel so disconnected from you guys because we're so far like ahead.
Yeah,
it's like time
weird.
Traveling.
Yeah. I feel disconnected as it is.
I know.
I think it's like a 13-hour difference.
It's crazy.
So like if it's 7 p.m. here, then it's 8 a.m. there.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited.
So there's some overlap.
I'm excited, but I'll miss you guys.
Oh, we'll miss you.
And you guys will have a lovely time in.
But I'm so excited for you to experience Japan. It's like my favorite place.
Me too. I feel like I'm going to fall in love with it and be like, we need to go back for like 2 weeks next time. Because yeah. We're only going for a week.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was there for 10 days, I think. But it did feel like forever because I hate going on trips. Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm mostly excited to see Jack experience all this because he's never been to Asia. Like, has no idea what it's even like at all. Yeah.
Sometimes I forget you had gone to Asia.
What countries did you go to on Pakram? You didn't go to Japan.
No. Well, technically we landed, like we had a connection in Japan.
Yeah.
But Hong Kong was like our main place. Yeah, yeah. And then we went to Vietnam and Taiwan as well.
Oh, okay.
And Macau. So, but it was all only a month, so I wasn't really there. But I definitely like got a feel for just Asia, but obviously every place is so different.
And also at that point in time, like everybody was going to McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. and by everyone, I was.
No, but like the people on the trip too, it was like Asian McDonald's,
but
was like the place
to go to Japan or Japanese McDonald's.
No, you should go
because they have cool stuff there. I want to go to 7-Eleven.
Oh yeah.
Like I have a
oh my
list.
God, the 7-Eleven's the best. You need to get like the fluffy egg salad sandwiches.
Yeah. Another
the strawberry
thing I don't
and
eat.
Cream sandwich, the strawberry and cream, you'll eat, right?
Yeah
that one's good. You don't eat egg salad?
No.
Kobe, hey. Do you eat egg salad?
Well,
obviously
that's like Colby's
not.
Worst nightmare for sure.
Yeah, no, like I don't eat eggs. I don't eat eggs.
Oh,
unfortunately.
You don't eat eggs. Period.
I don't think I knew that. Are you?
If they're like, if it's like mixed into like fried rice or into a cake or something.
Yeah.
But I do. But mixed into a I don't cake eat like someone. Just an egg. ever.
Interesting.
Jack loves just like making a hard boiled egg.
I don't like hard boiled.
I love hard boiled.
But I like a jammy egg now. So I've evolved, but don't think I'll ever get to hard boiled.
Why?
The color and eating a cold egg and yeah, I don't know. I just don't like it.
All right. I'll take it.
Anyway, what's new with you guys?
What's new with
us? Let's shift gears away from my Japan adventures.
What is new with Colby?
How was the Knicks game? Did you meet any fun people? When the Knicks the city game was like
very fun.
One big party.
Very fun. I did escort myself out early.
Yeah.
Why?
Colby and I had such a day. So like we...
You were tired.
Not even tired. I was like hot. I was uncomfortable. It was like 1,000 people in an alleyway looking at like a TV the size of...
You couldn't even see the TV. You were watching it on a phone.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like...
Shut up.
Yeah.
No, it was a mess. Well, okay.
In the beginning, we could see the TV, but then more and more people kept showing up and it was obstructing our view.
Because essentially, we got separated because we went to our friend's birthday deep in Brooklyn earlier in the day.
Okay.
Which was so fun, but it was outside. The sun was beating down.
It was like 95 degrees.
Holy heck.
And we were outside the entire time. And so that was really fun. But then from there, I convinced everybody to come with me for 5 seconds to my other friend's birthday party. So we went back to the city. I had another Jess's birthday party? Yes.
I saw the text from that.
Yeah, yeah. So I had another birthday party in the city. They ended up going somewhere else. I stayed at the birthday party for a few hours. But then I was going to meet up with them after. Her birthday party was kind of in, like, the basement of this bar.
Yeah.
So it was, like, very dark. We're there,
and Adam was, like, our friend was, like, I don't want to be in a basement. It's the middle of the day. Adam was, like, it's not the middle of the day. It's almost 7 p.m.
I didn't say it's almost the middle of the day. I could literally go, it's 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that is not the middle of the day. But
it wasn't, but the sun doesn't set until 9 now.
True.
So yeah, which was fair. It felt like 4.
Which is fair, but I was, like, girl, it's 7:30 p.m.
I guess it is. Adam was, like, you can definitely be in a basement now. Seven.
It's basement time. It's basement o'clock.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
I mean, because we walked in and everybody was like, I can't be in a basement. And I was like, oh God, this is going to be embarrassing. It's like so rude to like bring people into a birthday party and then everybody immediately escorts himself out.
Yeah. You know? I would actually like.
I was like, I would have rather everybody just turned around at the bottom of the staircase.
Yeah. My Halloween party, like I would be like, just don't come. Don't come.
Like everybody was in there for like 5 seconds. And like within 2 seconds, it was like. I can't be in the basement. I was like, oh my God, can you at least stay for like 10 minutes? Like, it was like.
We did. Well, then everybody shared 2 drinks. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, they stayed for literally, I'm not even kidding, 60 seconds.
Oh my God, you guys. It was at least 5 minutes.
Before we get back to the episode, I have a recommendation for anyone who's currently in the romantasy era. Recently checked out The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole, and if you love messy characters, impossible romance, and high-stakes fantasy, this is definitely one to add to your list.
The story follows Diana, a powerful shapeshifter who's been betrayed and is embracing her darker side, and Sam Keel, an immortal god king who refuses to give up on her. I loved that nobody is completely good or bad. It has the classic enemies to lovers tension, a slow burn romance, and characters that you can't stop rooting for even when they're making terrible decisions.
And the deluxe edition is gorgeous. It has stenciled edges, full color character art, and an exclusive bonus scene. It's also an instant New York Times bestseller. You can find The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole wherever books are sold in print and ebook. Check it out.
The best summer pieces are the ones you end up wearing on repeat. Comfortable, versatile, and somehow right for almost every occasion. That's why we love Quince. They make elevated essentials using premium materials like European linen, organic cotton, and washable silk without the traditional retail markup.
Quince's 100% European linen pants, dresses, and tops are the pieces you'll reach for all summer long. They're lightweight, effortless to style, and start at just $32. And you guys, I had quite the haul recently for my upcoming trip to Japan. I need like easy breezy fabrics. They have these fabulous linen sets that I grabbed. So excited to wear them on my trip. And it's not just apparel. Quince also offers elevated essentials for your home, from bedding to bath, and kitchen essentials and furniture.
Make your summer wardrobe feel easier. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/matchmade for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out.
Okay, you guys know how much I love my apartment. I love being home. Home is where the heart is, and it's more than just where the furniture is. It's an extension of who you are. Even small details like a rug can completely change how a space feels, and that's why we love Ruggable.
I added one of Ruggable's more neutral, modern rugs to my bedroom, pulled the whole space together, made it look amazing. I really wanted something that looked a little bit more elevated and intentional, but still felt practical for everyday life. And the design of the one I got is this really clean, cozy vibe, and I've already had friends ask me where it's from. What sold me was that it doesn't just look high-end, and it's also machine washable, which is huge when you're constantly hosting or just living life in your apartment.
They have a high quality look and feel that feel like a traditional rug, even though they're easy to clean. Refresh your home at Ruggable.com. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code MATCHMADE at Ruggable.com. That's Ruggable.com. And use show code MATCHMADE at checkout.
Check it out. It was interesting. It was, yeah.
But
it's,
you stayed.
It's fine. It's fine.
Well,
it's all
your
good.
Friend.
100%.
But still. It was at least 5 minutes.
Because like I brought
then,
six people in.
But then our other friends saw that person that you used to work with, that they're
yes.
friends with.
Yes,
so,
yes,
like,
yes.
That was more time.
Yeah, yeah. 2 minutes. Yeah.
It really added up.
Anyways, yeah. Long story short, they left, which is fine.
You stayed
in
the basement.
I stayed for like 3 hours, caught up with people.
Love.
And then the game started. I stayed for like an hour of the game. Mm-hmm. And then I was basically like, I've been here for like 3.5-4 hours. And I was just done catching up with everybody, you know? Like, I had like, kind of like worked the room. I had like chatted with everybody. But I had been there for 4 hours and I was kind of ready to go. And so I then text Colby to meet her and everybody. The city at that point was chaos. I walk out, the bar packed to the brim. My friend Jess, for her birthday party, had rented the entire basement, so it was like only her friends, which was really fun.
And little did she know, she was booking her party like on like the craziest night of the year in
New
York.
She knew. So that's why she like booked the private space.
But no, but how would she have known? Because like you don't know how many games it's going to take them to win.
But you know the schedule. So like even if they hadn't won, like
she knew that. Well. Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Because, like, you still know, like, the dates.
Well, unless they won the previous game.
Yeah.
If they had won the last game, right? Or did they win the last game?
It would have been done. They did, but they lost one game.
Okay.
So they had to go to game five.
If they had won that game, then...
Yeah.
Whatever. I was saying to Jack, I'm like, what happened? So, like, they were going to play on Tuesday of this week.
Yeah.
If they hadn't won on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so what about, like, all those tickets? Like, they
just got refunded.
So they just didn't profit as much as they thought they were going to profit.
Well, that's why there were all this like speculation that they were going to intentionally lose.
Yeah, there were rumors.
Well, like, let's be real.
The NBA refs like would make calls so that they would go to game six.
I mean,
I saw that on social media.
Knicks in six does sound better.
That's what they said last year.
Knicks in six sounds so much better than Knicks in five. Like, let's be real.
Knicks in six was the thing last year, and they lost in the playoffs before they got to the finals.
When I was hearing like Knicks in five, Knicks in four, or whatever, I was like, oh, is this like a chant? Like Knicks in 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Like, I didn't realize it was like how many games.
Yeah.
I'm just not a basketball person.
But like finishing what we had done that day. So then I leave. The city is chaos. There's like lines to get in every single bar. I'm like texting Colby asking where she is. She sends me a picture and it's like a million people in an alleyway. And I was like, oh my God, it's going to be so impossible to even find you guys in the first place. I end up finding them. So it's fine. It's like bring your own chair.
Yeah.
BYOC.
BYOC. I was like, there's a chair store on the corner so we can go back and like get you a chair once you get here. I didn't go on the first chair run, but I'll figure out where the chair store is. We'll get you nice and settled.
Yeah. So I get there. There's like a million people.
In chairs. Wow. I pictured everyone standing. So, okay. Everybody was
on foldable chairs.
It's a chair convention.
Chair convention. And
there were a lot of people standing, but like we were in the middle of the pack because one of our friends, the reason that we went to this bar, they left his birthday early in the afternoon to go stake out this spot, and they had been there for hours.
Oh, like, okay, I see.
Like, they had a table with their own chairs that they had already gotten.
Oh, smart.
Then we got there, and we had to go buy more chairs.
I see.
But I get there.
So off to the chair store.
Yes, off to the chair store. I mean, I didn't go to the chair store. I get there and I was like, I'm just going to stand because I couldn't see the TV. Like, I needed to stand to see the TV.
Yeah.
And then I'm also blind and I didn't have my glasses.
Oh,
and the TV was the size of like a small pillow. Like, I don't know how else to describe it other than it was no bigger than the pillow right next to you right now. And so then we're just like, you know, I'm standing, and then I'm kind of in a bad mood, and then I was just like killing the vibe.
Well,
you know,
it's a
you
long just, like, day of drinking too, because you guys started like earlier, right? Correct. So,
and I had stopped drinking for like hours, basically.
Okay, so you're getting hungover.
Yeah, and I also hadn't had dinner. So I literally show up to this place with a protein shake in hand, because I stopped into a 7-Eleven and got a protein shake and a water.
So you're literally just like, why didn't you get a bag of chips? Like,
I need my protein.
You're crazy for that.
So yeah. So anyways, I had to score myself out early because I couldn't see D-Bay. So I ended up watching it at home. Colby stayed until the end and got to experience the New York winning the Knicks moment. I watched it on our TV in air condition.
Jack was in Times Square.
I saw that he went there.
Wait, I didn't see that he went there.
Well, he was somewhere else, but then he was up. I think he was in the Upper West, either Upper West or Upper, I think Upper East Side. And him and his friends, like once they won, walked from the Upper East Side.
Everybody was walking
all the way here to Chelsea. And so they cut through Times Square and he saw people like burning a bus.
Yeah, no, that people are insane. I really don't understand the destruction.
Well, it's people that want to destroy things but have like an opportunity to destroy things on one or two nights a year when there's a big win. Like,
fair.
It's like they have this desire deep inside of them, and finally they can do it without severe repercussions.
I really don't understand that.
But so many people went to jail.
Really?
Good. Yeah, I was reading, where was I? I was in a car and like the radio was on. And they were talking about how many people went to
prison. I mean, if you're jumping on somebody's car and you break their car, you should go to jail or have to pay for it.
Did you see the taxi?
Yes.
That, like, viral video of, like, a taxi.
It's awful.
Wait, what happened to the taxi?
Just stand on the street and scream and be excited.
People were shattering the windshield of a taxi, which, like, taxi drivers, like, more or less kind of own their car.
Yeah.
Like, the car, or they, like, have own the medallion or something. Yeah. There's, like, costs involved. Like, that poor guy now cannot work for, like... Yeah. However long it takes to fix the... I saw people in the comments trying to, like, figure out who it was to, like, raise money to fix his car. But I'm like...
Oh, I didn't see that one.
It's nuts. I do wish I was here for it. I was at the Surf Lodge. It was a different experience there.
Yeah, how was that?
It was cool. We were watching on the TV, like, at the Surf Lodge. Yeah. They had, like, a big screen. But I will admit, I did go to bed before it was over.
Oh,
I did.
Brooke and I... Adam, the other game... was like shitting on me for still watching the game. He was like, there's no way they're gonna win, I'm going to bed.
Whatever. I wasn't shitting on you, I was just like, I'm tired and I'm going to bed.
Well, they were really,
you were like, are you gonna watch the rest of the game?
And I did not say that. I literally went to my bed and was watching the score on my phone.
When you got up to go to bed, you were like, or then you came back out to get water and I was sitting on the couch and you were like, are you gonna watch the rest of the game? And I was
say it
like
that, by the way.
And I was like, they're only down by like
by like 60 points.
No, at that point they were down by like 20 or something, and he was like, that's like a big difference. I was like, it's only 10 baskets, honestly, like I feel like they might end up coming back. And then you were like,
and lo and behold.
Yeah,
well, then I was laying in bed and I was looking at the score on my phone, and then all of a sudden I hear screaming from outside.
Yeah.
And this is also the point in time where I wasn't getting notifications from Colby, which I realized the other day I accidentally had her on mute for like the past months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I keep being like, I wonder, I don't get any of Colby's notifications when she texts me.
I've done that by accident before, too. It's easy to do.
But I also have, like, I've never intentionally turned on hide alerts. Like, I didn't even know that was a setting.
It can sometimes, like, I've done it by accident,
interesting,
too. But, yeah, no, Brooke and I went to bed because they were, like, really behind at the point that we went to sleep. And I was like, they could lose this game, but then they could win on Tuesday and then we'll be in the city and we can. But
this honestly, game was the closest, I feel like, that they have been.
Yeah.
Like, they were close the whole game, but they were trailing behind, obviously.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I will not admit to be something I am not. I am not a basketball fan.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for our city. Like, it's very exciting, and I love, like, how happy everyone is, and it's like everyone's walking on air right now. Everyone's so happy. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for Timothée, happy for Kylie, happy for Taylor. I don't care about basketball. I will not, like...
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. Because it's very fair. I'm a converted.
Adam loves basketball now.
I'm a huge basketball fan.
I just like don't, I never grew up playing it. Never grew up. My dad doesn't like it. You know what I mean? It's like, I never like, I don't have brothers. Like, I don't know.
Fair.
I like soccer. I like NFL.
Yeah. So, I enjoyed like watching these games, but I'm not going to be just like posting up to watch the whole NBA season.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Wait, so like, I'm thinking we should go to Knicks games. Like, I want to go to the games now.
Yeah, I would go to a game.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Yeah. We'll go to a game.
Okay. Bring me back a souvenir cup, like the one that they have in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Well, we'll force you to come with us. We'll come for you. Going to the game is a different situation.
Okay.
It's like a vibe.
No, I know it's a vibe.
Get like, some brews.
I wish I was into basketball because I feel like it's such like the people that rally behind it, like they're cool people. Like the people that go to the Knicks games are cool people.
I feel like it's such a high scoring game, which is different than so many other sports because they're just like running back and forth scoring.
Yeah.
That it really isn't exciting unless it's a close game the whole time, but it really doesn't matter until like the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe next year.
There's always next year.
There's always next year.
Yes, I'm converted.
Did your Knicks gear ever come that you bought?
I saw you wore Colby's shirt.
Well, so my thing was it wasn't going to come in time. I did wear Colby's shirt. I got so many compliments on Colby's shirt, by the way. The amount of replies to my Instagram story of it, people were like, oh my God, I've never seen a more perfect shirt for
you. I recognized it immediately. I go, that is Colby's shirt.
I was like, dressed by Colby. My stuff wasn't going to come in time.
Oh.
After I became a converted Knicks fan.
You ordered merch?
I literally was like had $500 worth of merch in my cart.
Yeah.
Didn't end up ordering it, but I did end up getting this like really cool Siegelman Stable hat.
Ooh.
That's like a little bit more incognito, but it's like a white hat because I always wear white hats, I feel like, and it's like Knicks colored themed on the rim. It was like a limited edition Siegelman Stable, and I got a text being like, now release like limited edition Siegelman Stable hat, and I like quick, because actually I used to collect Siegelman Stable hats and I would flip them.
I remember.
And I used to make a lot of money off these Siegelman Stable hats because they used to like immediately sell out, and Kendall Jenner and Justin Bieber were all wearing them. Did Justin wear them? I don't know, but Kendall used to wear them. And
they were having such a moment. I remember that.
Such a moment. And I bought like 15 at one time and I sold them all and made like a ton of money.
Wow.
And so anyways, I got a text being like, oh, limited edition Knicks hat release. And I quick clicked on it.
Did you
get
it?
And I was like, oh, this is a cool hat. And I got it.
You got it.
Yeah, within like 5 seconds.
Well, you know those will be worth so much money if you hang on to it for a while.
No, I know.
Like anything from like a winning year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will be worth something.
And I looked and it sold out. So I was like, oh, perfect. So anyways, that's my new Knicks year. So
who knows if you'll ever wear it?
No, but it was like, I bought it because it was a hat that I would like totally just wear.
It'll be in a case. You're not going to sell this one.
No. Well, I mean, maybe.
Yeah. That's what I was getting at.
Here's the thing. Never say never.
Yeah. You never know with me.
Yeah. Never say never.
If I can make a buck, like, I'll probably sell it.
Yeah.
I'll do anything for $1. A dollar makes me holla.
$1 makes Adam holla. Okay. Well, that's fun.
Yeah. So that was our pretty much whole weekend. Did we do anything else, Colb?
I don't think so.
Sounds like a good weekend.
It was a good day.
Oh my God,
you were out Friday. Oh, Adam, Friday night was like, I have this birthday party. Like, I don't think I'm going to go. And like, I said that I would go to these drinks and like, da 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 da. And he was like, going to the drinks, but he was like, I really just like want to sleep, whatever. And I was like, I'm not even going to say anything because I know you're going to the birthday party. I was like, I literally was like, it does not matter what I say right now. So I'm just not going to waste my energy because I know you're going to the birthday party.
Did you go?
Of course.
Obviously.
I basically closed down the birthday party. I was there until like 2 a.m.
Says he's not going to go. Ends up being the last man standing.
Yeah.
See, my issue is even if I'm like not the most important person at the birthday party, like I think people latch on to me at the birthday party, aka the birthday person, because I can't help that I'm so fun and amazing.
Because you're a social butterfly.
Because I'm just a social butterfly. And so like it got to the point where the birthday was kind of like whittled down to like very close friends.
Yeah.
And I'm still there and I was like, oh God, I like really want to leave. But then like they wouldn't let me leave.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like the town jester. They were like, you need to stay and like clap your hands and entertain people.
I will say, not to derail, but like I've gotten really good at Irish exiting. I never used to allow myself to Irish exit. Like I would feel so unbelievably rude because I was always raised by like growing up, you always say like thank you to the host before you leave. Like you say goodbye. But as I've gotten older, I realized like sometimes it's better just to leave because then you're not indicating to the birthday person that like their party's not fun or like.
Yeah.
Like, it's honest. Like, in my adult life, I've gotten, like, much better at it.
Yeah. And a lot of, it's obviously, like, circumstance. Like, you wouldn't Irish exit a dinner party without saying bye.
Exactly.
But, like, if you're at a birthday party like that, yeah, exactly. I agree. It's better just to leave.
just to leave. And I would prefer, like, I think about my party, like, I would prefer if people just left too. Like,
right.
Don't say bye to me, because I don't want to then be in my head about my party not being fun.
And people leave for different reasons. Like, you don't have to make up an excuse to go home at this age anymore.
No, sometimes,
like,
you just,
sometimes you just, like, had a long week and you're exhausted and you're not being fun, so why wouldn't you just leave and, like, not be sitting in the corner and not being fun?
Exactly. And, like, showing up is the most important thing, like, even if it's for right. like a hot second, like, just showing up,
even if it's for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Even if it's for 2 minutes, honestly. Yeah.
2 minutes is better than yeah. zero. Actually, exactly. zero is better than two, but
yeah, honestly. Okay, zero. There's like a it's a sliding scale, like, it depends. It's situational.
No, but I'm in total alignment
to Irish exit or not.
I actually Irish exited that party on, but I had also been there for like 3 hours. It was my time.
It was your time to go.
It was my time to go. Yeah.
Friday night I was out till 2 a.m. Brooke and I were so Brooke,
oh yeah,
I don't know
your
if you,
weekend looked so fun.
I don't know if you saw her TikTok, but Brooke is like determined to have a summer of fun.
Oh, where she's funner. Like, yeah, I saw
fun
that.
And like going out again, like staying up really late. And so we kicked off her summer of fun with a 2 a.m. surf lodge night.
Oh, it was in surf lodge.
Oh yeah, like once the DJ was done DJing, like we continued the party in our room. Like, it was one of those types of evenings.
I love that.
But we woke up and we were like, ah, this is why we don't do this. My head has never been more sore than that morning.
Were you in the rooms with the balconies?
We were, yeah. And then we had Pilates on the schedule, and I was like,
oh my god,
hungover Pilates. Like, I was in downward dog at one point.
The head rush.
And I thought I was gonna like fall
yeah.
to the wayside. Like,
I was going to say, those are some of, like, the best summer mornings, though. Like, you wake up so yeah. hungover, and then you, like, go out on the balcony, and then you enjoy, like,
yeah.
the Montauk air.
There's something about, like, being, like, deliriously hungover, where you're, like, you, like, are releasing your inhibitions. Like, you yeah. have no filter, and that's how we were. It was fun.
I love that.
It was fun.
Did you go to Left Hand?
The girls, we were on a brand trip, and the Hunter girls went to Left Hand. And got us coffees, which was cute. Really, it was like a reward after
it's like
Pilates.
A reward.
Yeah, we did got Joanie's. We went to the viral matcha place.
The Montauk General.
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It's so cute.
Very cute.
Is it in the Round Swamp?
No, well, no, it's like its own thing.
Mm.
But it's, I guess, what's it close to? It's like around, it's like by all that stuff. Like, Montauk's so small.
Yeah.
It's like where the roundabout is, like yeah. right yeah. off the roundabout. Best matcha ever.
Yeah.
Obsessed with it. Then I literally said to Brooke, I'm like, I think I need to go take a disco nap.
A disco she nap.
Goes, she goes, what? I'm like, a disco nap, you know, like a little nap before we go out again.
It's like a boot and rally,
yeah,
but
so
a nap.
I took a nice 45-minute disco nap, took a shower, and I was ready to go again.
I love that for you.
So anyway.
Well, you're a party girl now.
Yeah, I am. I've always been. Don't forget it.
Yeah.
Girl, don't nothing's forget changed.
It. Nothing's freaking changed. Just the
I'm
venues.
So jealous. I want to go to Montauk. I miss it.
It looked fun.
Something will bring you there soon, I bet.
I hope so. I put Colby on a mission to find me a house to buy in Montauk. Although, unfortunately, a shack is like $3 million. So.
I think you can do it. Not today, but tomorrow.
Maybe give me a couple more years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's honestly, like, really disheartening.
Well, it also would probably be the worst time to buy a house, because you would be so excited that, like, you have this house, but you don't actually own it for, like, months. So, like, you would miss the summer anyway.
Now is, like, literally the worst time.
So you might as well wait until, like, a long time from now.
Yeah, buy it in the fall.
No, unfortunately, yeah. No, because right now, like, people are all hyped up, and they're like, oh my God, wouldn't it be so fun to buy a beach house? And so, like, that's why the prices are so crazy right now.
But you also wouldn't even be able to enjoy it for the beach season.
No, yeah. Like, I'd have to, like, do it up over the winter. And then
I can't wait for you to buy a Montauk house and for me to overstay my welcome.
I can't wait for people to overstay their welcome.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to have a bedroom just for me.
I literally told Colby, I was like, we need at least 3 or 4 bedrooms. We need, like, these are the specs. I need a pool. Well, like, my Lavender Marriage. Like, I'm buying it.
Oh, you and Cole.
From me and my wife.
Did you see the TikTok I sent you?
No.
Mary Beth Barone posted a photo, or, you know, that trend on TikTok, the That's My Why trend. So, Mary Beth posted a picture of her and Benito and was like, this is my husband, Benny. We've been together for 7 years now. The second slide is, he's gay. The last one is, that's my why.
Why haven't you made that for me?
No, I know. I just saw it
You
yesterday.
Should. It would go viral.
Yeah.
For sure. You got to do it.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Anyway.
Yeah, our Lavender Marriage. Colby and I literally sat on a park bench in front of Shake Shack on Sunday for 45 minutes.
It was longer than that. I actually think we were there for like an hour and a half. We both sat there with like our chins resting on our drinks, like staring at our phones in silence. And aww, we had trash on our table. And a worker came over and literally knocked on the table. He was like, hello.
No, he didn't say a word though. He knocked on the table and I look up and I'm like,
he was like, are you done? And we were like, oh, I was like, oh, you don't have to take that. He was like, no problem, whatever, and took our trash. No,
he was interrupting like a really wholesome moment.
I was reading all about Princess Mako of Japan, actually.
I mean, you know it's a good relationship where you can sit in silence together.
No, Kobe and I were completely sitting in silence. We sit in silence
all the time. Yeah.
We have silent phone time. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, silent phone time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to read about Princess Mako. She's really interesting. That's what I...
Princess of Monaco?
M-A-K-O.
She's Mako.
The princess of Japan. Well, she doesn't have a title anymore.
Oh, do you think I'll see her?
Maybe. No, she's based in New York now.
Oh, okay.
She married a commoner, and so she lost her title.
I know this. I'm like obsessed with royalty.
That's literally the hole that I was in when Colby and I were sitting at this table. I could not stop reading about Princess Mako. She's fabulous.
I'll see if I
have no idea what I was doing.
You're just enjoying
nothing important.
Disassociating.
Yeah.
Do we have any questions to read?
Okay. Let's see. We've got to help a listener out.
We actually got a ton. I was seeing them flow in about weddings, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. This one is advice segment, wedding dilemma.
We got like six.
People are coming to us to unburden themselves about weddings that they have to go to.
Love that.
Okay. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I always look forward to starting the weekend off with an episode of Match Made. Thank you for bringing smiles and laughs to us all. You're welcome. That is what we're here for. I have a wedding dilemma. Okay, perhaps not so much a dilemma. Maybe I'm just a dramatic girl. My friend is getting married on a Friday, and her ceremony is at a Catholic church at 2 p.m. The church is an hour drive away from my house on a good day with no traffic. Her reception is not until 6 p.m. and is a 40-minute drive from the church, roughly also an hour from home with no traffic. Do I skip the ceremony and just go to the reception? Part of me feels guilty, but there's so much downtime in between events. For context, this is a friend from college who's getting married, but there's no one else going to the wedding that I would know / be close enough to hang out with in between events besides my husband. Driving in that area of the state that we live in is notorious for terrible traffic, especially on a Friday. My worry is that we'll be late or sit in traffic all day. The area between the cities that her ceremony and reception is at is pretty desolate, so there's not much to do in between the two events, and especially wearing a formal wedding guest dress. My wedding had ceremony, cocktail hour, and reception all in the same grounds, so she was able to go to the whole... She was able to for the whole part for my celebrations. I think she means able to go to. Mm. I don't think she would be terribly upset if we were to miss the church ceremony, but I would want to let her know in advance. Really would love to pick your brain about this and the etiquette, since this is the first church wedding my husband and I will be going to. Thank you for reading this and considering giving your big sibling advice. Love you. See you. Bye.
Wait, so the gist of her issue is that there's too much time in between the church wedding and the reception?
Too much time in between. There's like nothing really, there's nothing scheduled, such nothing to do in between. She doesn't know anybody going.
I had this happen to me. Well, I did know people that were there, but a lot of the people that I knew were in the wedding. I'm trying to remember, what did we do?
What did you do in between? That is a long gap.
I went to a bar.
Yeah. We like left the church. They all like drove off. I honestly think we went to where the reception was and just like either sat outside and were chatting. Like, you gravitate towards like people, you start to make friends.
Yeah, even if you don't know anyone, you could make friends. But
because everybody's like doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Or yeah, because we had tried to identify places that we could go after in the area, and then the reception was like a 15-20 minute drive from the church, and I think we ended up just going to the hotel and like going to the hotel bar. They had like fire pits outside, and everyone that was killing time between the wedding and the reception was pretty much there just like standing around.
I feel like I kind of remember mine. We like all the people that were the same age kind of started congregating at the front of the church.
Yeah.
And then we were all like, oh, where are you guys going? Like, should we just go to like...
Yeah, what are you doing after this?
And then
this?
We all went to a bar and we just like had a drink, chatted, and then went to the reception together.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Like, I would go to the ceremony, but I also feel like if you think about a wedding, like the ceremony is the most important part. Like,
yeah.
Like, I would
it's
feel...
the purpose of it all.
I would overthink this so hard where like I would physically like be... not feeling good about myself if I only went to the reception and didn't go to the ceremony. Yeah. Unless I quite literally had like a major thing going on, like I'm splitting my time between two weddings or something, yeah. or I don't know if you've like kids, like if the kids need me or I don't know, yeah. like something, like I think you need like a really good excuse to not go to the ceremony of someone, of your friend's wedding.
Yeah, definitely. And I think,
but this is, it is crazy to have that much time in between. Like,
yeah,
I feel like that's really
or to, tough. Like the person whose wedding it is, it would be nice if they put suggestions of
activities
to fill the gap. But Adam's route, I feel like would also make the reception more fun because then you kind of meet people who will be there that you can hang out with. Maybe they'll be at your table.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And also like the reception not being until 6, like I'm sure you could get there before 6.
Yeah.
For and sure. like I'm sure people will get there before right. 6, like just to like hang out before it
starts. I think starts. You should, even if it's just you and your husband, like I feel like you guys should just like plan to go sit at a bar somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like a restaurant, like get, I don't know, go if you don't drink, walk. Like go get a coffee. Yeah. Like, yeah, honestly, a coffee could be good.
Yeah, I would do a coffee at that time.
You could do an outfit change.
Like, I know it, you say like she won't be terribly upset if you were to miss it, but like,
I think you should just go.
I think you should just go.
I think you should go.
Yeah, don't skip it.
Like, it's just, you know, it's one day, and honestly, the effort, like, because I think about, like, I have been to a few weddings where there's the Catholic ceremony, which, like, I feel like it always is, like, kind of, there is, like, a gap.
Yeah.
Like, remember Bianca's wedding, like, that we did yeah. that, but there was a gap. But luckily, we were right next door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it was, like, cocktail hour before yeah. things started, which I think is the, I mean, this is, like, inconvenient for sure.
Yeah.
But I think it's a friend from college. I don't know. If it were me, I would go to the ceremony and then find somewhere to go, like pre-plan it a little yes. bit. Yeah. Like find like the one thing in town that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Personally, if it were me.
You got it, girl. We believe in you.
Something you need around.
To go. Like you will have much more fun at the reception if you go to the ceremony.
Honestly, yes. On the Real Housewives of Dallas, this happened too. Remember that crazy lady, Leanne Locken?
Yeah.
She got married and they like went to the drive-thru at White Castle in their wedding outfits and like sat in the parking lot and ate White Castle. Like you could literally do anything to kill a couple of hours.
Yeah.
You could go sit in the park in silence on your phone.
Played Colby and I.
Yeah.
You can sunbathe. You can do the New York Times crossword puzzles. There's yeah, things to do.
There's things to do, girl.
There's things to
go
do.
Go to the reception. Or sorry, the church service.
Yeah. Go to the ceremony. Go to the reception. Live a little. Stay out till 2 a.m.
You got it.
Close the place down.
Close it down.
Or just Irish exit.
Exactly. Guys, I think that's all we have time for. I need to get my teeth cleaned.
Yeah. Adam's got to get his teeth cleaned. Yeah. And we're really hoping we can have an episode next week for you guys. Well, yes. I'm away, but I'm hoping you two can.
We'll assess.
I cannot believe can do you it. Leave tonight.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Same.
Au revoir.
Have fun.
I'll come back with a lot of fun stories to tell, hopefully.
We can't wait. And with that, guys, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
That's QINCE.com.
No, no, no. You spelled
yeah,
it wrong.
Yeah,
QIN. Okay.